Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The first thing I have to do is correct something I said on my last comment. A friend and I were discussing the prisoner exchange, and he said something about that rice woman and a comment she made. I assumed he meant Condoleezza Rice. Well, you know what assumed does to you. The correct name was Susan Rice, and I thank the gentleman who called and straightened me out. My wife gets a lot of online stuff from a friend who must spend hours on the computer. This particular one is about a state senator, Mark DeSaulnier, who wants to instigate a mileage gas tax. The more you drive, the more you pay. What's the matter with this guy? First, California already has the highest gas taxes in the country. Second, how are they going to figure out whose mileage is the highest? Sounds to me like this guy has too much time on his hands. Check it out on the web, Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. That's Mark DeSaulnier. Then, in the paper the other day, I read where two senators, I think, in Washington, D.C., went to add 24 cents a gallon federal gas tax. Give us a break. I know there are repairs and upkeep needed on our highways and bridges, but find a different way. Cut out some waste. Gas prices are killing us already. A while back, I had to help a friend with a Eureka Police Department problem. I called Mary, the chief's assistant, and she arranged a meeting with Chief Mills and Captain Lynn Johnson, and in between arranged a meeting with Sergeant Cooper, the shift supervisor. All these men were polite, interested, and took the problem seriously. We were very pleased with the resolution of the problem. Chief Mills, Captain Johnson, and Sergeant Cooper are true examples of what policemen should be. Mary is an exceptional person as well. I live just off J Street, close to Ryan Center, where school buses drop off children after school. I can't believe how many people don't stop when lights are flashing and stop signs project out from the bus. I know KINS listeners wouldn't do that, so tell your friends and neighbors to pay attention. A couple of years ago, we put new license sticker on our car, and someone managed to get it off. A friend just had the same thing happen to her. Someone told us to score the new tab lightly when you put it on the car so they can't get the whole tab off if they try to steal it. Christ Lutheran Church in Fortuna sponsors a country gospel band on the second Sunday of the month at the church facility, 6:30 p.m. There is a short message and some scripture readings, but a very nice program with a freewill offering collected in a boot. As I said, it's a very entertaining and a good band. The fact that my grandson plays the drums and provides some vocal harmony has nothing to do with my praise of the band. It's not too late to throw a few bucks at the fireworks fund. City of Eureka, Fireworks Fund, 531 K Street, Eureka, 95501. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.